one individual. I'll call him Mr. M. He's from Bradford. What happened was that in March 2014, he was shoveling the snow in his driveway. He had a pain in his neck and trouble moving his right arm. He had this pain. He went to the doctor, and they found out that he had degenerative disc disease.
Oh, yeah.
He had a compression of his spine, and he went on short-term disability in March 2014 for about 6 months. At some point later, he began long-term disability. He's 55 years old. The disability insurer had no problem approving him. He got qualified, no issues. He started LTD September 2014. Mm-hmm. Now, get this. On May 15, 2016, this month, he got a letter from the insurance company saying that he no longer meets the definition of totally disabled. Now, look at the timeline. September 2014, May 15, 2016, they're telling him, we're going to pay you for a little bit more and then we're going to cut you off. How can it be mm-hmm. that for 2 years I met the definition of total disability and now suddenly I do not meet that definition anymore? In most of these long-term disability policies, there is a change in the qualifying definition for disability yep. after 2 years. So within the 2 years, the criteria essentially for you to qualify for LTD is, can you do your own job? I mean, can you get up in the morning and go and do your own job?
Right.
You know, most aspects of it at least. The definition expands, meaning it's more difficult to qualify. What does that mean? It means, can you no longer just do your own job? Can you do any job for which you are suited for by training, education, and experience? Oftentimes give an example of, you know, if you have an orthopedic surgeon, somebody who does surgery on a daily basis, if that person is injured for the first 2 years, the question is, can that person continue to do surgery? If that person can't, they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
After 2 years, it's no longer can you do surgery, it's can you do anything for which you're trained for or have experience in or are educated for.
Can you teach?
Exactly. You can teach. You can go to medical school and teach. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So suddenly, you know, it's a more difficult test to meet. And that's what I think is happening in this case. But, you know, it's interesting, John. Oftentimes when I get these kinds of denial letters that I review for people who contact me, the insurance company will sometimes say, here's why we think you no longer meet the definition of total disability. And sometimes they don't, which is really odd to me. Why would you tell someone that, you know, you qualified for 2 years and now under the new definition, we don't believe that you no longer qualify? And the reason I say that is because you would think that they would do some due diligence. You'd think that they would send the person for some kind of an assessment.
For sure,
you know,
with
their own doctor mm-hmm. or you know, even a vocational expert, somebody who can say, listen, this person can do job X, job Y, job Z, in addition to whatever their job is, you know, that used to be.